The confusion out of Iowa continues as the head of the Democratic National Committee is calling for a review of the votes from Monday's caucuses in Iowa. With all precincts now reporting, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has declared victory. Sanders got the most votes, although former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg appears to have won the most delegates. Buttigieg is trying to turn his performance in Iowa into success in Tuesday's New Hampshire primary. More than 200 people attended a town hall-style event with Buttigieg yesterday in Merrimack, New Hampshire, and WBUR's Fred Tice was there.
People started lining up outside more than an hour before the event. They parked their cars at the nearby high school and slogged through the snow, dodging traffic on a street with no sidewalks to get to the small American Legion Hall. The hall quickly filled up with people who say they are drawn to centrist candidates, Joe Biden, Amy Klobuchar, Pete Buttigieg. Don O'Day, who drove up from Connecticut, grabbed a front row seat. He's trying to decide among those three. He likes Biden's compassion, the fact that Klobuchar is a woman, and Buttigieg caught his attention when he challenged Vice President Mike Pence's opposition to gay marriage last year. Buttigieg is gay and married.
When he said in a early town hall about Mike Pence, "Your problem, sir, is not with me, but with my creator," I thought that was terrific.
O'Day told Buttigieg he hopes he can deliver equally memorable lines in a debate against President Trump. Buttigieg replied that he looked forward to contrasting himself with Trump.
I think that if he wants to cloak himself in religion, he should stand next to somebody who is willing to hold him to account for that and talk about why, just like our flag, God does not belong to a political party in this country. And I think he ought to have to stand next to somebody who served this nation.
Buttigieg served in the Navy Reserve and was deployed to Afghanistan. Yesterday's audience included many veterans and relatives of veterans. Jana El-Sayed's brother served in the Marines in Fallujah, which saw some of the heaviest fighting in Iraq. El-Sayed, from Hudson, New Hampshire, says she's still trying to decide on a candidate, but she's enthusiastic about Buttigieg.
He seems like he really understands what we need, and the fact that he was in the military, I have a military background, so I think that's kind of important because he knows how to make that connection and he knows how it feels to be in the military.
There's a receptive audience in New Hampshire for veterans' issues. 10% of the state's voting age population are veterans, one of the highest concentrations in the country. To reach those voters, Buttigieg highlighted that, along with Tulsi Gabbard, he is one of only two veterans running for president.
Because the people who put on the uniform of this country will do whatever is required and expected of them by the United States of America. That is why they deserve, both during and after their time of service, the support, the respect, and the care of a commander-in-chief who knows what it means to hold a set of orders in your hand and will never let our veterans down.
Among several proposals, Buttigieg told the audience that if elected, he would stop deporting undocumented people who serve in the military, allow transgender people to serve, and smooth the transition of medical care for people leaving the military. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice in Merrimack, New Hampshire.